Hello again. How are you doing? Okay, so let's talk about what you said. Thank you again. Thank you so much, Miss Mojdeb, about the things that you said. The first step, you must write your goals. Specify the last line. Specify. What do you mean by specify? So you're saying that we have to see the last line. We have to see and in some way make the goal specific. I think it's what you said. So and yes, that's true. That's totally right, in my opinion. Because especially in English learning or drawing and different things that you said, you talked about. You know, if you don't know what you exactly want, you can't see the improvement. Okay, so for example, in drawing, let's imagine that you wanna improve yourself in drawing an eye, for example. If you just draw everything that you can, you won't be able to see the improvement. But if you draw, for example, some specific things, you say, okay, let's draw and improve in eye, or drawing an eye, or drawing lips, or drawing a girl, or some other things. Okay, so you're seeing that, and as a result of that, if you improve, you will see it, and then that's gonna make you more motivated to go and achieve the goal. You said that you want to draw 24 drawings in 30 days. Holy moly! Congratulations to that, and it's great to see such a thing. Okay, go on. I highly encourage you, support you. Thank you. So about the second step that you said that balance what you need and want. Okay, so yes, that's right. It's a good thing. You know, for example, if someone imagine that, okay, we can use this to be frugal in some cases, right? For example, let's talk about for going to a shopping, and you want to buy some clothes, and you want to buy some dresses, shoes, and different stuffs. So you go there, you only need one jeans. You only need jeans, and you only need, for example, a pair of shoes. You only need these two. But you just go and buy a lot of different things. So you need only one. Only these things, you know, jeans and a pair of shoes. But you buy more than that. So you're wasting your time and money, right? Because it's not gonna be useful that much for the future, and it's not gonna be so beneficial for your future. So as a result of that, you won't improve that much. And as you said, so we can have these steps, we can have this idea, this attitude in our life too. For example, you want to be an artist, you have this in your head, okay? I want to be an artist. So let's ask this question: why you want to be an artist, and what level you want to reach? So do you need, for example, to be an artist who can draw a portrait? So why to, you know, practice figures and portrait and, you know, animals and, you know, nature and different stuff at the same time? Maybe you can separate them and do them and practice them in the future. So your main goal is to be a great artist in portrait drawing. So why to waste your time on other things? So this is the thing, okay? You need this, okay? But you want all of it, so it's wrong. Yes, of course, you have to balance it, as you said. Thank you. And about the third step, surround yourself with positive people. I can't talk about this enough, you know, because everyone knows that who you spend time with is who you become. If you spend time with someone who is very passionate, energetic, you will become passionate, energetic. If you spend your time with people who loves to do different stuffs. For example, they want to learn English. If you spend your time with them, you will, as a result of that, you will improve too, because you want to be like them, or in some ways you want to help them, right? So this is it. And look at us, look at us. We have this challenge. You're participating, and you're making me to participate, and I'm making other people to participate. This is all about communication and contribution, right? So we are helping us in some cases. Hey, let's do it, Miss Mojde. Let's do it, Kambiz. Let's do it, Farzad. So we have these ideas, okay? So this is a great thing, and this is step. Yes, of course, it's a great, great step. And of course, mentally, emotionally, and physically, this step is very, very, very unique. So about the fourth step you said, I believe, I don't know if I got it correctly or not. You talk about, big picture, right? You said that we have to sometimes go back and see the big picture in some ways. So yes, imagine that. Sometimes we have to go back. We have to see what we were and then decide where we are. So some people don't see their progress. They're constantly saying bad stuff to themselves. They're saying, I'm not making any progress. And they forget where they were. If they imagine, if they just go back a little bit, even one step, they will find out, yes, this is it. I improved a lot. I couldn't even talk in English. Now I can. So I can talk, even in a low quality, in a low level of speaking ability. So I am here. So is that right? So I believe that fourth step, as you said, is one of the most important one. And of course, the last one is my favorite. And what I got from it is that be a lifelong learner. And this is what I like very much, because sometimes we have to imagine that it will take time. It will take time to be an artist. It will take time to be an English speaker. Some people don't get it. Recently I was talking to someone. She said that her sister wanted to hire a coach or a teacher, an English teacher, and the teacher wants the teacher to learn English in 2 months, which is bullshit. You know why? Because in 2 months, are you kidding me? It's not even possible. So sometimes people have to understand and get this idea that sometimes success will take time. And not just sometimes, most of the times, 99.99% of the time. It's not, some being a superhuman and do some stuff that we don't know what we are doing. It's not like that. It's more like, improving little by little and going forward. Of course, you have this idea. For example, you want to be an artist and you'll be great in 1 year. This is a great one. So if you, after 1 year, what will your next goal be? So you will set another goal. You practice again and again and again, and you will become a great artist who loves to learn, who loves to have a lifelong practice. That person is doing it constantly. We talked about, commitment, right? So commitment is the thing that you talk in the fifth step. So yeah. Thank you so much. I talked a lot. I don't want to talk much more than much longer than this. So thank you so much. Hope to hear more from you, and see ya.